Hi, my name is Dr. Vivek Singh. The title of our project is The Fluctuation of Visual Analog Scale Pain Scores and Opioid Consumption Before and After Total Hip Arthroplasty. Patients who undergo orthopedic procedures are often given an excess of opioid medication, and understanding this relationship between pain and opioid consumption following total hip arthroplasty is key to creating safe and effective opioid prescription guidelines. So the study aims to evaluate the association between the quantity of opioid consumption in relation to pain scores, both pre and post-op, in patients undergoing primary total hip arthroplasty. Well, this was a retrospective review at a single institution of patients who underwent primary total hip arthroplasty between November 2018 and May 2019, and answered both the visual analog scale and the opioid medication questionnaires pre and post-op. Both surveys were delivered daily for up to 7 days before surgery through the first 30-day post-op days. Survey results were divided into pre-op, post-op day 1 through 7, post-op day 8 through 14, and post-op days 15 through 30 for analysis. Mean opioid pill consumption and VAS pain scores in each time period were determined and compared to patients' preoperative status using hierarchical Poisson and linear regression, respectively. There were 105 patients included. Mean VAS scores were highest preoperatively. However, VAS pain scores significantly declined in each successive postoperative category compared to preoperative scores. Compared to preoperative opioid consumption, opioid use was significantly greater between post-op days 1 through 7 and post-op days 8 through 14. Opioid consumption declined below preoperative levels between post-operative days 15 and 30, which correlates with a VAS pain score of about 3.15. So in conclusion, all patients experienced significant benefit from and pain relief from having undergone total hip arthroplasty. Average post-operative opioid consumption decreased below preoperative consumption between post-op days 15 through 30, which was associated, again, with a VAS pain score of 3.15. These results can be used to appropriately guide opioid prescribing practices and set patient expectations regarding pain management following total hip arthroplasty. Thanks.